on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Football fans who attended a sold-out Soweto derby in Durban say it was an unforgettable experience. Tens of thousands of spectators filled Moses Mabhida Stadium yesterday to witness Kaizer Chiefs and their decade-long trophy drought. After a thrilling Nedbank Cup final clash, it was Amakhosi that walked away with the silverware, beating Orlando Pirates 2-1. This fan says it's a day that will go down in the history books of South African football.
We've waited a whole decade. We felt every heartbreak, every embarrassing moment. This win isn't just for the club. It's for the loyal fans. It reminded us of why we never stopped believing. It's more than just football. It's history being made. We made history.
Another supporter says strict security measures helped make the experience both safe and memorable, despite some threats of violence beforehand.
I'm really excited about yesterday's game. It was really amazing. And I think the fact that we also won, it's been a while since we, you know, had the cup. I think I really also had to speak about the safety because it was safe in and around the stadium. And there's no incident that I had off. Everyone was safe around me.
KZN police have confirmed that a man was detained after he was found selling matchday tickets at the stadium. Officials say these tickets were issued to sponsors. He was processed at the local police station yesterday. And weather forecasters have issued warnings for KZN's coastal areas today, saying we can expect wave heights of up to 6 meters in some places. The South African Weather Service says damaging winds are set to sweep through the coast between Port Edward and Richards Bay under a double yellow level 2 alert. Forecaster Wiseman Dlamini says these conditions may cause disruptions at small harbours and ports and affect activities on the beach.
We're expecting partly cloudy conditions. There is a 30% chance of showers and rain along the eastern parts of KZN towards afternoon and evening. We do have 2 warnings out for damaging waves with the height of 4 to 6 meters and also for damaging winds with the wind strength reaching at least 35 to 40 knots.
And abroad, Russia's president has called for direct talks with Ukraine next week, claiming the Kremlin wants to start moving forward with lasting strong peace. Vladimir Putin says he wants to remove the root causes of the conflict and suggested the discussions start in Istanbul on Thursday. Just hours earlier, leaders of Ukraine, the UK, France and Germany threatened Russia with sanctions if it didn't agree to a ceasefire. Here's Ukraine's president.
Ukraine is ready to move toward peace quickly and constructively. Our task together is to make Moscow stop, and for that we need unity and strong pressure on Russia. Pressure so serious that peace becomes their only option.
Partly cloudy conditions predicted for most parts of KZN today. Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 23. Hoogstad 14, Underberg 15, Pietermaritzburg and Mooi River 18, Ulundi 20, Ladysmith and Margate 21, and Newcastle 22. We've got 3.5 meter high swells at the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 13 minutes past 5. Cape Town 16, Johannesburg 19. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.